Joey. Come on, we need one more on the tarmac for a game of touch.
Hey, great, I'm there.
Hey, wait. You're not going outside without a jacket. It's freezing out there.
Ellen, do I have to wear a jacket? Brian's not wearing one.
I don't care what the other boys are wearing. You know how easily you catch colds.
But Ellen,
Joey, let me handle this, okay? Ah, gee whiz, Mrs. Hackett. If you make Joey go out there with a jacket, the other fellows will really give him the business.
Look, honey, we'll go out there, we'll run around, we'll get warmed up. If I wear a jacket, I'll just get overheated. Besides, you're not the boss of me.
Well, fine. But when you are sick in bed, don't come whining to me. Helen, bring me aspirin. Helen, bring me orange juice.
Helen! Bring me nose drops. Helen?
Helen, can you bring me some coffee?
Bring you coffee? Well, can I bring you anything else? How about some aspirin, orange juice? How about a sponge bath?
You know what? Skip the coffee. I'll just go with the sponge bath.
I'm sorry, Antonio. Joe's been sick, and all he does is complain night and day. He's acting like such a baby. Hi, honey. Oh, I know you're not feeling good. Oh, your nose is running. Your throat's scratchy. Your tummy's hurting. Oh, baby, tell me all about it.
Faye, don't you look nice today?
I bet I know why she's all dressed up. That guy from the cruise is coming here to visit her. So you all excited about it?
Well, I was, but now I'm not so sure. I mean, how well do I really know this man? All I know is his name is Lyle. He's from New York, and he hogs the covers.
Luxury cruise. Oh, that's the way to travel. I came over here on a Greek freighter. I mean, stuff was going on, but...
What was I thinking, inviting a man I hardly know to spend a week with me? I must have been out of my mind.
Oh, Cochran, relax. What's the worst that can happen, huh? So it's a little awkward at first. So he suggests having a few drinks to loosen things up. Next thing you know, he's in Rio with your jewelry and your T-bills. While you are handcuffed to a water heater trying to dial 911 with your big toe.
I gotta get out of this.
Faye, what are you doing here? I thought you were going to take the day off to spend with your boy toy.
No. Brian, you have to help me. I've made a horrible mistake. I don't think I did the right thing inviting him here.
Okay, I see. Well, I'll tell you what. When he gets here, I will just keep you real busy, and that way you don't have to spend too much time with him, okay?
Okay.
Faye.
Oh, Lyle. How are you?
I didn't think it was possible, but you're even more beautiful on dry land.
Oh, Lyle, you're so sweet.
I have to admit that I was a bit nervous about coming to see you again. But now that I'm here and looking into your eyes, I realize I was being foolish.
Really? You had doubts? Shame on you.
Come on, Faye, break's over. Chop, chop. Got a business to run.
No, Brian. I'd like you to meet my good friend, Lyle.
How are you? Heard a lot about you. Listen, don't expect to see too much of Faye, because we might have to pull an all-nighter.
No, Brian, I don't think we need to do that, because, you see, I'm going to be going out with my friend Lyle, who I'm very glad is here, really.
Yeah, that's too bad, Faye, because, you know, these work things, if they don't get done, well, then, hey, eh?
Well, that's all right, Faye, if you have to work...
No, I don't have to work, Brian.
Faye, don't... Give me a hard time. Come on, let's go. Come on.
Now, listen, you boob. Lyle and I are going out today. I am not working today. Do you understand?
Yeah. That's great. That's good. Listen, just, Faye, ease up a bit, okay? You're making this much harder than it has to be.
Come on, Lyle, let's go.
Faye, you get in that office right now.
Honey, well, just know that I'm here for you. Hey, you must be Lyle. I'm Helen.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, buddy. Before you get any big ideas, Cochran here doesn't have a pot to pee in.
Roy!
Just looking out for you, babe.
Well, I assure you, sir,
My intentions are entirely honorable, Tess.
Well, I hope not entirely.
Hi, Lila. I'm Antonio Scarpacci. May I say, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thank you.
I understand you're retired. I envy you people. Getting into movies for half price. Eating dinner at 4:30. Not to mention all the bingo, bingo, bingo. You silver foxes, you really got it made.
Well, I paid my dues. For 35 years, I worked as a maitre d'.
You were a maitre d'?
In one of the finest restaurants in New York. As a matter of fact, I'm writing a book about it. It's called Right This Way.
I'm warning you, Faye. You walk out that door, don't bother coming back.
Helen, when Joe first started getting sick, what were his symptoms?
He was completely annoying. He never gave me a moment's peace, and he whined like a baby.
I think I have that. Getting sick. Oh, I hate getting sick.
Well, it's a good thing I'm here. Take this.
Why?
Trust me. I always take these. I haven't been sick in 8 years. So put it under your tongue and let it dissolve.
What is it?
Dehydrated sea anemone, fish brains, and just a little mosquito larva for taste.
I hate you.
So... where's Faye and her maitre d'?
What is it with you and maitre d's, huh?
When I was a waiter, I had my fill of them. You know, their turned-up noses and their fancy tuxedos. And all the time with the snapping, you know, the snapping. You know, bust this, clean that, wipe this, kill that. It turns my stomach to think Faye is dating a stinking d.
Well, I got nothing against D's. As a matter of fact, one of them moved in next door to me.
Oh, God!
No. He's a perfectly nice guy. First night, he spotted me over the fence, and he invited me to dinner. Gave me a real nice table by the window.
Hey, you two. Enjoying the island?
I never knew how exciting Nantucket could be.
Oh, doing a little sightseeing?
Who said anything about sightseeing?
You'll have to draw me a picture.
Oh, Bud, I'd like you to meet my friend Lyle.
It's a pleasure to meet you. My name's Bud Bronsky.
Bud, he's not deaf.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I've been working on the power drill. So, Lyle,
Bud.
Wait.
Bud.
Oh. Lyle, this is what I'm saying. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Because there's something that I want to say.
Faye. One second, please. Hi, honey.
Well, everyone, there is something that I want to say.
Oh, there you are. Listen, that larva you gave me sucks. I still feel lousy.
Look, I know exactly what to do. Come back to the house, we'll thin your blood.
Brian, Casey, please wait. I have an announcement I really want to make.
Yes, you do. Tell everybody that Flight 5 will be delayed until I come back with thinner blood.
Attention, please. Flight 5 to Boston will be slightly delayed. And on a personal note, Lyle and I are getting married tomorrow.
You're getting married? Wow, that is... Boy, that, what is the word that I'm looking for? Quick? So very quick?
Well, that may be. But I've waited my entire life to find a woman like Faye, and I don't want to wait another moment.
Hold it. Let me understand this. You mean, you have never been married in your whole life, and the one who finally lands you is Faye?
Yeah, what are you getting at, Roy?
Oh, nothing.
Well, I think that it's spontaneous and romantic.
Thank you, Casey.
And what's more exciting than two people just beginning to discover each other?
I agree.
And after all, isn't that the nastiest sex? My Every happiness to the both of you.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have things to do, arrangements to make, rings to buy. And now I have the title to the final chapter of my book, Table for Two.
Oh. Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Yeah, but Faye, this is also...
Well, just don't say quick.
Well, I'll say it. It's quick. It is too damn quick. I mean, he's nice and everything, but what is the hurry?
Faye, we all care about you very much, and we only want to see you happy. Just answer me this. Do my hands feel clammy to you?
Look, I know it seems fast, but why should we wait? I mean, we're not exactly kids. And besides, no man has made me feel like this in ages. Lyle is sweet. He's funny. He's a gentleman. I'm a very lucky woman. Listen, I don't care what any of you think. Lyle and I are getting married tomorrow in the town hall.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not. You are getting married in my home tomorrow, and I'm going to make all the arrangements.
Oh, that's so sweet. You might want to take a little Ajax to that downstairs bathroom.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, Antonio, I have wonderful news. Lyle and I are getting married.
Well, Faye. Hey, congratulations. I wish you the very best.
Oh, thank you, Antonio. I knew you'd be happy for me.
Marrying a D. As far as I'm concerned, she's dead to me.
Listen, in case I don't get a chance later, I want to give you your wedding present now.
Oh, thank you, son.
Right this way.
Antonio! Ah!
No, please. Don't seat me, okay? I can seat myself. For the record, the only reason I'm here is out of respect for Faye.
I sense you don't like me. Is this something I've done?
You mean other than being a D?
Let me guess. You're a waiter, aren't you?
Was a waiter, and a damn good one until one of your kind drove me out of the business.
Yeah. This isn't the first time I've come up against a bitter weight. You fellas look at us and all you see is the tux and the cold, crisp manner. But not one of you ever took the time to get to know the man behind the podium.
Well, I mean...
All you waiters were back in the kitchen, drinking the leftover wine, eating the unfinished dinners, polishing off the occasional creme brulee.
You knew we did that?
Of course I did. And don't you think I long to join you? The bartenders, the busboys, even the dishwashers were welcome, but not me. Never me.
I'm so sorry. I never knew. Consumed with hatred for so long. Please, could you forgive me?
Well, Faye, you look beautiful. I love that pin.
Oh, thank you. That's my lucky wedding brooch. I married all my Georges in it.
Faye, all your Georges died.
Well, I said it was my lucky
brooch. Oh, get away from me, you witchy woman.
I'm telling you, you'll feel better.
I am not putting crystals on my nipples.
Fine, get sick, see if I care.
Which one goes on the left?
You nervous about the wedding night?
Yeah, probably not, seeing as you've been shacking up since you got here. At least you know what you're getting. No surprises, huh? Been there, done that. So, where do you want me to sit?
Preferably in your car.
You got it.
She's ready.
You look beautiful, Faye.
Thank you.
Dearly beloved, marriage is one of our most sacred institutions. The joining together of two people who will love each other for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer.
Helen!
Is it over yet?
No, shut up!
In sickness and in health, till death do you part. Do you take this woman, Faye Evelyn Cochran, to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
And do you take this man, George Lyle Bart...
What did you say?
Or do you take this man, George Lyle Bart...
George? Why did he call you George?
Because that's my given name, but I never use it. Is something wrong?
Oh, yes, something's wrong. Of course something is wrong. I can't marry you. Your name is George? How could you not tell me your name is George?
I'm sorry, I didn't know it was a deal breaker.
Well, it is. There's a curse. Faye plus George equals death.
You're not making any sense.
I had three husbands named George, and they all died. No, look, I'm not a superstitious woman, but if we get married, you'll be dead before the moon is full again.
Hey, how can I possibly convince you that this George curse is ridiculous?
What's the matter?
I just had a kidney vein. It's nothing, nothing.
Hey, listen, put these on your nipples, you'll feel like $1 million. Put these puppies back where they belong.
Hey, this is silly. I'm in perfect health.
What now?
Stabbing pain back of my eye. Nothing to be concerned about.
Nothing to be concerned about. If I had a dime for every George who ever said that. Excuse me.
Hey, please. I don't understand what's going on.
Just give her a few minutes. She just needs to be alone.
I don't care about any silly curse. She could make me the happiest man on earth. Evelyn.
Oh. What's the matter?
Nothing, nothing. My throat seems to be closing up. Just nerves, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. Oh, God, please, not in the house. I'll be filling out papers till Christmas.
Oh, Helen, finally. Is that wedding over yet?
Not yet, Joe.
Oh, Faye, it's you. I'm sorry I couldn't be there for your special day.
Joe, could I talk to you for a minute, please? I'm really confused.
Yeah, sure, Faye. What's wrong?
We were right in the middle of our vows when I found out that Lyle's real first name is George.
Really? His name is George?
It is George! I mean, I've already got three dead Georges on my hands. I can't deal with another one. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being superstitious and letting a wonderful man walk out of my life. Am I crazy? Can there really be such a thing as a curse? What am I gonna do, Joe? Joe?
Oh, flying slinkies.
Joe?
Oh, wow. These antihistamines really mess with your head.
Listen, Joe, please try to focus. I need your help. Okay, the question is, can I really marry someone else named George?
All right, let me ask you this. After you buried the first George, what made you want to marry the second one?
I loved him, and I couldn't imagine living without him.
All right. So, after you stuck him in the ground...
No, actually, he's above ground in a vault. But go on.
A vault? Really? Cool. Anyway, so then you met George number three. Now, what made you want to marry him?
He had the most beautiful blue eyes. It was love at first sight. I knew the moment I met him I wanted to be his wife.
Even though the first two Georges had already gone belly up? Well, why did you take the risk?
I loved him so much, I couldn't not marry him.
Well, maybe that's your problem.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe what you have to ask yourself is, do I love this George enough to kill him?
Well, he's a wonderful man. I mean, he's kind.
Do you love him enough to buy him a headstone?
No. I'd just be killing for sport.
Well, I guess you have your answer.
I guess I do. Oh, poor Lyle. This is going to break his heart. Well, I guess it's better than stopping it.
right?
Funny. I almost never have nosebleeds. It's all better now.
Lau, I want you to know that I care for you very much.
Faye, you needn't go on. I know that look. It's the look people had when they came into the restaurant and said, we're not sure. Can we just look at the menu? And they never sat down. You're just looking at the menu, aren't you, Faye?
I'm sorry, Lau.
You sure about this? There's nothing I can say or do to change your mind.
I'm afraid not.
I see. May I at least have a kiss goodbye?
Oh.
Hey, hey. Oh. I'm back. I have a question. What's the quickest way to the airport?
Right this way.
Over the years, Cheers has had some amazing guest stars. Tip O'Neill, Wade Boggs, even one of the Righteous Brothers. But coming up next, a man who beats them all.
I know all the words to the Bonanza theme song.
Stay tuned for this guy. Cheers is next on Nick at Night.